Elton John sang that exact version of Candle in the Wind at the funeral of his friend Diana, Princess of Wales. Diana died 25 years ago today. And this is the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. There are several detailed and poignant articles on everythingzoomer.com about Diana, her style, her legacy, and how she changed the royal family with her soft power and charisma. Joining us now to talk more about the anniversary of Diana's death, Suzanne Boyd, editor-in-chief and publisher of Zoomer Magazine and everythingzoomer.com. Good to have you back, Suzanne. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Suzanne, recall, if you will, when you personally heard the news that Princess Diana had died and how you felt.
Oh, I remember distinctly. I was in my apartment at 1001 Bay Street, and I had CNN on because I always have the news on. And the reports of the crash kept coming in. And then, you know, I just stayed up all night until the news was clarified and confirmed. And just a complete state of shock, which I actually still think I feel today every time I think about it.
Mm-hmm. The world, like you, remains enamored with Diana, us too. Why do you think that is? What is it about her that resonates today, 25 years later?
I think a few things, and the article you mentioned, written by our royal correspondent, Leanne Delap, talked about, you know, she was taken from us at the height of her youth and beauty before she had the comfort and the peace of what getting older means. And so there's that piece of it, that what could have been, and the tragedy of what was, and then just the indelible photographs of, especially of the funeral and her children, William and Harry, walking behind walking in the procession with the card mummy. So just the, and then the meaning of it all, how deeply it affected the monarchy. I think Queen Elizabeth's reign, when it's spoken about, and as is today, it will be before Diana and after Diana. So just, it's almost limitless, the effect she had and continues to have.
We want to ask you more about William and Harry and the legacy that lives through them. But, you know, you look at the pictures now, Suzanne. I was just on everythingzoomer.com. You look at the pictures of Diana from that era. And you know how normally pictures of 25 years ago look dated? She still looks right up to date. Like her style was timeless, really.
Yeah, it's because, you know, she was really true to herself as her life evolved. And that's what we like about her style, particularly, is how we saw it evolve through her royal tours of Canada. So the first one in 83, where she was still, you know, that fairy tale princess Di, wearing naive clothing, the Peter Pan collars and traditional things. Then in 86, she came for the Vancouver Expo, a lot more assured, a lot more grown up dressing. And then in 1991, her last tour, where we have that an incredible houndstooth suit, very 80s, very Dynasty Di, but it's really remembered because that was the suit she was wearing where William and Harry run into her arms, her wide arms, yeah, smiling at seeing her boys after a day of duties. And, you know, it was really, that's truly the legacy, the motherhood, the future of the royal family. And that's when her style and her true life and her true feelings comes together. And that's what really makes it sort of iconic and lasting.
And Suzanne, what would Diana say about the strained relationship between her two sons now, William and Harry, do you think?
Well, I think she would be devastated by it, obviously, because she was so, part of what she did when they were growing up was to make sure, even though William was the heir and Harry was, you know, I don't think he likes this term, the spare, she wanted them treated the same as much as possible, and Harry not left out of things. So they grew up as brothers and each other's support. And I think it's also interesting because people say they are, the two boys are two sides of Diana. William is the dutiful side that really did respect and support the monarchy. For all her issues with Charles, she really was loyal to the Queen and to the monarchy. And Harry is the Spencer side, the more rebellious side that wants to be to change things up and really show their true personality with more passion. And so it's really they're two halves of the same thing. And I think what she would probably want is for them to come together. And you see how they're both, you know, carrying on with their lives everything she taught them, and they're doing it in their own way.
Mm-hmm. For more on Diana, the People's Princess, and her legacy, go to everythingzoomer.com. Suzanne Boyd is editor-in-chief and publisher of Zoomer Magazine and everythingzoomer.com. Thanks so much, Suzanne.
Thanks for having me.